I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And I'm Tom Cooney.
And this is Business Wise. Tom, this is the time of year that a lot of businesses start thinking about what they need to be spending to keep their taxes at a minimum headed into the new year. And sometimes cash flow becomes an issue. They just simply don't have enough cash. Maybe also their customers are delaying payment for whatever reason. So today I want to talk about some of the things that people can do to minimize the cash crunch.
The best way to minimize the cash crunch is to plan for a cash crunch so that you have facilities available to you in case you need cash, like a line of credit, for example, or even a business credit card.
Yes, cash is absolutely the lifeblood of a business. And when the cash flow stops or even slows down, it can wreak havoc on your organization. So the key is it's just critical to have a plan in place in the event of a cash crunch. And you mentioned a business credit card, and a lot of smaller businesses do use a credit card in a pinch because often it's not that easy to get a line of credit extended or increased on the spur of the moment.
No, I think one of the hangovers from the recession is that it takes longer and more effort to get credit these days. So you can't just call up a bank and establish a line of credit over a phone. It's a somewhat laborious process if you haven't already started it. So you need to plan that out.
In other words, take the time to plan and increase your line of credit before you need the money, before the cash crunch actually occurs, so you can have it available. It's clearly one of the least expensive ways to borrow money, a traditional bank loan or line of credit. However, if you find yourself in a pickle, you've got to have the cash now. A credit card can serve that purpose if you use it wisely.
Well, and by using a credit card wisely, I think that means typically you're using the credit card for the 30 days or the 45 days of credit up until the time you have to pay the balance without incurring an interest charge. If you use it that wisely, that will help you a lot. And really, in December, for a lot of businesses that are calendar year and cash basis, they may want to use their credit cards to pay expenses so they can get a deduction this year in 2013, and then they'll pay the credit cards when they come due in January.
And it's critical to do your research. You have to take the time to find the business credit card that works best for you. Make sure you read the fine print. There's a lot of hidden fees, and high interest rates can certainly be very costly to your business, especially if you use that card to withdraw money. So try not to do that. Try not to take withdrawal of cash from the credit card. It's very expensive.
Well, and something else that can be very expensive is if you're careless about your credit cards and allow them to be used too often by people who don't use them properly. I mean, we've seen a lot of times over the years where employees have misused credit cards, either accidentally or intentionally, and cost the business money.
Another thing I think people need to be aware of is the credit card that serves your business the best. A lot of options out there in terms of the types of credit card reward programs. If the reward isn't suitable to your business, find that one that does, maybe even one that gives you cash rebates. So again, it's about doing your research, taking the time to determine which card best suits your purpose and your business.
And then finally, monitor your usage. I mean, in most cases, you can link your credit card to your bank account so you can go online and look at the usage so that you can monitor that, whether it's to monitor your own usage or an employee's.
One key point here is that make sure that you separate your personal expenses from your business expenses. Do not use your business credit card to pay personal expenses, no matter how convenient. Do your research and use your card wisely. For Business Wise, I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And I'm Tom Cooney. We're with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney.
And I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And this is Business Wise. Crystal, it's the time of year when a lot of people personally get into financial trouble because they try to be too generous and they spend too much in their holiday spending.
And sometimes they just don't take enough time in these last few days before the holidays to do their research and find the best bargains for the gifts that they do want to buy for the people on their gift list.
So a few hints could help people save money. One is don't use credit cards to finance purchases. You can use them for convenience, but pay the balance off when the bill comes next month. Otherwise, the cost of that item is going to be much greater because of the finance charges.
The other thing is when you do shop for others, sometimes you might find just one extra thing for yourself. So have the discipline to not buy purchases for yourself at the same time that you're making gift purchases, because one for another individual and one for you, all of a sudden, is two, and that can help really ruin your gift budget.
Another thing you have to be cautious about is the impact that you might have on your credit score. For instance, if you run up a big balance on your credit card, even if it's within the credit card limits, if you've got 80% of the balance on credit, that affects your credit score adversely. Also, if you get new credit cards, that affects your credit score adversely. So if you're going to be refinancing or doing anything that your credit score is going to impact, be cautious about your credit card use.
You know, that was something I didn't learn until just a few years ago, and I was frankly shocked at this because I thought I was doing a good deal. I thought I was doing something very positive when I'd walk into a store where I was making substantial purchases, and they encouraged you to open up a new credit card and save, say, 15 or 20% that day on the purchase. Little did I know that every time that you do that, you take a hit to your credit score. So that's something that I think a lot of people don't realize. They think they're making a wise money decision when they open up one of those cards to get the discount, but it could certainly wreak havoc on your credit score.
One reason that a lot of people use credit cards is because they shop online and they utilize the credit cards to make the payments. You can use other online services to do that, but the credit cards are very convenient. Again, you just need to keep track of your total balance and make sure you have the funds to pay the bill when it comes in.
You know, I've done a lot of online shopping this year for certain people on my gift list. And one other thing to be aware of is that often these stores will actually give you free shipping if you incur a certain level of charges. So make sure you know what all of the discounts, what all of the specials, put the code in on the website so you can take advantage of those discounts. And again, if you just take the time, do your homework, get the best deal that you can save a lot of money and not wreak havoc on your holiday financials. For BusinessWise, I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And I'm Tom Cooney. We're with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney.
And I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Chris Allen. Chris is the founder of the Business Spotlight, which is a business coaching firm. And Chris, I know you had a long career, 24 years at Procter & Gamble, and now you take some of the things you learned there, some of the other things I guess you've picked up along the way. You're a certified focal point business coach, and you help business owners and businesses. What exactly do you help them with?
There's a number of general areas I guess I would help people with. One of them would be working on strategic planning, trying to work on the things that will help you achieve the ultimate goals you have for your business or personally, and then help them put plans in place to achieve those. I'll help them work on gaining better clarity on their business. You know, I'll translate that to what business am I in? Who's my competition? What makes me different from them? Why somebody would buy from me or from my business versus someone else's business? Who are the ideal clients? Where would you find them? What's the right messaging? All of that kind of stuff works to help you have better marketing in general. A lot of times people will build marketing up and it's really more slap things against the wall and see what sticks. And in this environment, it can be very costly, both from a end result where you don't achieve what you're looking for and also the money that you could spend. And also I help them with marketing strategies that really don't cost a lot of money.
So you worked for this very large, the world's largest consumer products company for a long time.
And still is.
And now you're doing this, you have your own business. How is that? How is that going from a very large company to owning your own business?
Well, I can say I really like it. I went from being in a specific role at a specific time and doing certain things for a large company to now I get to decide what I'm working on, what clients I want to work with. And I'm helping a very large variety of businesses over the last 4.5 years.
And it's got to be very rewarding, I would imagine. You work with people, help them identify what's important, and then really help achieve their goals and their dreams.
Right. Ultimately, any business boils down to the people. In most cases, I'm working with the business owner or a few partners. It is very rewarding to see the benefits. What I do doesn't necessarily just change their business. It also changes their lives. They are able to have more time to spend with family or take that vacation they've never been able to take. They have more money in their pocket, just better quality of life in a lot of cases.
Who's a good candidate for a business coach? I mean, what type of company or person needs a business coach?
I'll start with all companies could use a business coach among other types of coaches. What I specifically target are the trusted advisor professionals that work with other business owners. So for me, it would be non-litigant attorneys. So examples would be like estate planning, tax planning, business attorneys, domestic relations, those types of attorneys, where they really got into the law to help their clients, not to make the argument to the world. Said another way, they're more coachable. The other types would be CPAs, financial planners, so that it's someone that would be like me as a trusted advisor, but helping them on a specific aspect of their life or their business.
When you go and you start working with an individual or a small group of individual business owners, for example, how do you approach that?
Ultimately, it starts with listening. I've gotten several clients because I don't walk in with a canned program. I walk in, I listen to them, understand what their needs are, and then I help them to, you know, create a program that's specific to their needs, and then we start working on it.
What is the contact information if folks listening would like to reach out to you or learn more about the Business Spotlight?
Okay. The website is thebusinessspotlightinc.com, and my phone number is 513-272-6224.
For BusinessWise, I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And I'm Tom Cooney. We're with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate.
I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And I'm Tom Cooney.
And this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Chris Allen. Chris is the founder of the Business Spotlight. Chris is a certified focal point business coach. He has had 24 years of expertise in marketing, sales team development, strategy development at one of the actually the world's largest consumer products company, Procter & Gamble. And Chris, now you work with individuals, people, primarily business owners, to help them be more successful in life.
One of the first things that I work with somebody on, I'll listen to them, create a program that's right for them. But one of the first things that we build into that program typically is some kind of time management program. I've got a program that I'll walk people through, and we spend time on it over about a six-week period to ingrain the right habits. And that actually helps them to carve out the time to be able to work on the things they need to work on outside of our sessions. That would be a starting point, I would say.
Do people work in their business rather than on their business because that's more comfortable? Maybe they've not ever worked on their business, you know, from a strategic standpoint, and they're comfortable doing the stuff that the business does.
We'll call that the technician role. Typically, that's why people get into business, is because they are really good at something. They are a great plumber, a great electrician, a great attorney, great CPA, whatever it is. They do like to focus on those kinds of things, and it is definitely in their comfort zone. The other thing is, most people don't have a lot of business training. If you look at a dentist or a physician, even a CPA may come out with an MBA, but MBA is all theoretical. Until you put it into practice and have experience with it, you really don't know what you don't know. So what I do is I help them kind of get through the clutter, focus on the things that are the biggest emphasis for their business, and generally you'll see pretty good results within about a 2 to 3 month period.
Do you come up with a written plan? And do you have measurements so that they can see where they're on track or not?
What I'll do is I'll create a basic curriculum for them, the topics that we want to cover, that type of thing. In addition to that, we'll create a spreadsheet, a score sheet, essentially, that we can track against. And we'll use metrics that are important for their particular business, and then we'll track those over time.
So do you develop each one of these programs very individually, or is this part of a package?
What I have, I actually draw from a number of things. I've got a whole curriculum that was created for business coaching by Focal Point and by Brian Tracy, a key partner of Focal Point. I also have a performance coaching module that we can draw from, and I also have a corporate coaching model where you train managers in a corporation to become coaches. So I have all of those things, plus I have my P&G experience. So what I've done is I've built materials beyond what is offered with Focal Point, and then we'll fold those in as needed. Not everybody needs the CAN program that was created by Brian for the franchise from lesson one all the way to lesson 75. What they may need is bits and pieces pulled out. So what I'll do is I'll pull some things forward. We'll help create some quick wins for them and put out some fires in their business. And then we'll step back and look at a more strategic approach as we go forward.
So what do you say to someone who might respond to you, "I'm just too busy, I don't have time for a business coach"?
That's the whole reason why you need a business coach. Part of it is having someone you're accountable to, that you could spend an hour a week, an hour every couple of weeks type of thing, really looking at what you accomplished, what you intended to accomplish, and then put it into perspective and have somebody that's a third-party objective viewpoint look at it and essentially tell you, hey, is this really what you wanted to do?
Chris, if folks listening would like to learn more about the Business Spotlight, what's your contact information?
My website is thebusinessspotlightinc.com, and my phone number is 513-272-6224. It's also 27COACH to remember it more easily.
For BusinessWise, I'm Crystal Faulkner.
And I'm Tom Cooney. We're with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate.